Hello, my name's Mary, and I am a genealogy reference associate at Midwest Genealogy Center. Today, I brought in some items that belonged to my mother and belonged to my grandfather that were very, very dear. My mother, as a child, was given a small tin cup that has the title of two different nursery rhymes imprinted on the outside that she used a lot because it's all dented up. She also has a blue, cobalt blue pitcher with an imprint of Shirley Temple's face on it that she had, and she used as much as she could until it got broken, and then she repaired it. I also brought in a set of dishes. They're orange from Fire King. My grandmother got these to get a set of dishes for her family, which family of six. She got them out of dishwasher detergent, where they would buy these boxes of dish soap or laundry soap, and there would be a dish in there. And so she got the full set of plates and bowls and cups and the whole nine yards. I also brought in my mother and my grandfather loved to play games. And one of the things they liked to play was marbles. And so and my grandfather liked elephants for some weird reason. But there is a bowl, it's a glass jar that has a lid with an elephant on top, and inside is a bunch of marbles that they used to play with. And then I also brought in, I call them the chicken bowls. There's some Pyrex bowls that were a wedding gift for my mother in 1949. And there's a large and a medium. And my mother used them for everything. In fact, I remember as a child, every Sunday afternoon, that's what we used to mix up lunch meat for the week for school, for us kids. And she used to use it. She'd make cakes, puddings, anything you can think of. And I still use it some to this day, not near as much as she did. But so all those childhood memories are definitely wrapped up in all the stuff that I brought. I'm sharing these objects because they do have a significance and kind of an emotional connection. And I can see, you know, like my mother would tell stories about the dishes, the stories about the marbles and about the Shirley Temple little pitcher. And you could see her face light up that she would remember these stories and she thought it was great. And so there's this, you know, just remembering what she remembered. I've got to talk to my daughters, but I do plan to pass them on. I've got to kind of talk to them and see who wants what, but they'll definitely be passed on along with the stories because that's what makes them important is the stories.